A lot of people put an incredible amount of hope and faith in this new administration under President Trump, especially in an illustrious figure like Bobby Kennedy Jr., whom, by the way, we have invited many times on the show, and he or his team always declined. Now, one of the most important subjects of our time, especially since 2020, is medical intervention, medical tyranny. We have seen over the last 5 years in many countries, including this one, people being all but forced to take a medical intervention, for example, a vaccine, against their will. Now, so far, it hasn't happened in this country yet, but listen to what Bobby Kennedy Jr. really thinks about vaccines, and most importantly, about mandating them.
You have been a crusader on questioning vaccines. Are there specific vaccines that you would seek to take off the market?
I'm not gonna take away anybody's vaccines. I've never been an anti-vaccine.
You will not take any vaccine that is currently on the market.
If vaccines are working for somebody, I'm not gonna take them away. People ought to have choice, and that choice ought to be informed by the best information. So I'm gonna make sure the scientific safety studies and efficacies are out there, and people can make individual assessments about whether that product is going to be good for them. People don't know my position because people call me an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not. I'm pro-vaccine. I had all my children vaccinated. I believe the vaccine should be tested. And I don't think that we ought to be mandating medical interventions for unwilling Americans unless we know precisely that vaccine is going to end up helping people rather than hurting them.
Going to somebody last night asked me about how I got into the, you know, the anti-vax racket, and which I'm not anti-vaccine, although I'm kind of the poster child for the anti-vax movement.
Most people, people call me anti-vaccine, but I'm not anti-vaccine.
And your kids, have all had vaccines?
My kids are all fully vaccinated now.
So you're not intrinsically anti-vaccine?
No, I was never anti-vaccine. I think most people don't know what my stance is on vaccines. I've never been anti-vaccine.
I want to start out by saying this, and I want to say it emphatically. I am pro-vaccine. I have always been fiercely pro-vaccine, and I believe that we ought to have policies that encourage full vaccination for all Americans.
Well, like you said, I'm pro-vaccine. I've never said anything anti-vaccine.
So what are you suggesting? Women don't take these vaccines?
No, I am fiercely pro-vaccine. I want to see, I've had all six of my children vaccinated. I want to see everybody be taking their vaccines. We need full coverage. People don't take them because they no longer believe in CDC.
I've never been anti-vaccine. I was fully vaccinated. And I've never been anti-vaccine.
First of all, you started out by introducing me as anti-vaccine, which I'm not. People say I'm anti-vaccine because they don't want to have the argument with me about how to improve vaccines. And I'm not anti-vaccine.
I'm not anti-vaccine.
If you paid close attention, he said it is not okay to mandate vaccines unless we know for sure that they will help them. Well, guess what? Freedom and medical freedom are not gray zones. They're not relative. It's not one thing this day and another thing tomorrow. Medical freedom means exactly that. It's freedom. No one can force anyone else to put something in their body that they don't want to put in their body. It does not matter what your reasoning is. That is absolute. Now, for those of you who thought that Bobby Kennedy Jr. is a true freedom fighter, he clearly says he isn't. It's all relative, depending on the situation, depending on how we assess it. Now, who is the authority who's going to assess whether something is good for you or not? Well, that's what they claim they will be. Well, what is another subject of our time that is incredibly important and that basically ushers in the infamous New World Order, as it has been described for many decades? You can't have that. You can't have a centralized government and a full control over the population without creating an AI digital smart grid, right? We've seen that. We hear that. We hear that all over the place. So what does Bobby Kennedy Jr. think about that and about the intervention and about the intrusion into people's most private spaces. Let's listen here.
How is a broke federal government going to invest this much money to build a national grid?
Well, you know, the grid itself is not going to cost that much. The grid itself, it will probably cost about $250 billion to build a smart grid that reaches most of America and that, you know, that can do the things that we need to do, like can send signals through the line, allow the utilities to send a signal through the line to turn off the hot water boilers in a million homes for 15 minutes in order to avoid the peak demand that is the most expensive part of our electrical system. If you eliminated peak, you save enough natural gas in our country to power the entire U.S. Passenger car fleet. So, and we can do that just by using the grid smartly. A grid to send a signal to turn off all the electric toothbrush rechargers, you know, to turn off your swimming pool recirculators and all of these things. You don't care if somebody turns them off for 15 minutes and you sign something. It can go into your car and borrow the stored electricity in your car, in your battery, whether you got a plug-in hybrid or a plug-in car. And and so we need to build a smart grid. That costs very little.
Here's the thing, friends. Anybody can talk a great deal. These people are trained. They're great speakers. They have a fantastic team around them. And they know what to tell you so you feel comfortable, so you feel inspired, so you feel excited. But at the end of the day, actions speak much louder than words. We have seen this in 2020. We've seen this through the past years, where people who claim to be pro-freedom are repeatedly calling for interventions and mandates. Now, this is not what this country actually was founded on. This is not what most people in this country want. And this is most certainly not what freedom is. Now, you heard it from the horse's mouth. So I encourage you to be extremely skeptical before putting all your faith and all your hope in some self-proclaimed savior figures who might be the devil in disguise.